This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
And there's only one thing that I'm afraid of, and that's the people in elected office taking away my rights. I'm not afraid of the crook that's going to come to my door, because if my dogs don't get him, I will. And it's my job to defend myself. It's not your job to protect me. It's not your job to defend me. It's your job to protect the Constitution and protect my rights to defend myself.
2-1-1-0.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
In the original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
These government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat
and put on the Kevlar.
It's time for battle with Paul Blessing and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism one community at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, is it your community that is afflicted with a totalitarianitis disease, if you will? It could be. In fact, a lot of them are afflicted with totalitarianitis. And of course, purposely done since, about the last 70, 80 years, this has been something that's a process to try and destroy the United States of America and bring to you a one world order. Of course, no one asked you about joining the one world order. Now, did they? Was there an election? Was there a referendum? Was there a petition? Was there anything that said it gave you some input, allowed you to give input in a democratic fashion? And the answer to that is no. See, I'm trilingual for no. Nobody did. Don't you just love it when a plan comes together and you don't know about the plan, but you're supposed to dutifully follow along? You know, the one thing about we Americans, we sovereign Americans, Americans that love our country and live by a constitution, is we just kind of don't like getting along like that. We don't like to be forced into doing something. And that is what's got the one world order folks all in a flummox right now. Yeah, the election of Donald J. Trump is an in-your-face to the one world order folks. And they don't know what to do because their world is crumbling around. I guess when you don't know what to do, you can scream and yell and create havoc and chaos and anarchy. Well, that's exactly what they're attempting to do. And who's the chief of it all? Who's the head honcho behind this deal to create so much? Well, it's former President Barack Hussein Obama, of course, creating a shadow government, or attempting to anyway, to disrupt and, well, impeach, get rid of Donald J. Trump. He's only a month into his presidency. Isn't that amazing? They're using all the things that, well, they think they can use, but it's diminishing. Yeah, over time, they're going to continue to diminish. I know there's going to be the paid ones out there because we know that George Soros and other folks are paying these people to go out and protest. Last I heard, the rate goes up to $2,500 a day, which isn't bad money, you know, think about it. But, you know, who wants to go out and create chaos and anarchy? Who does? I mean, really? If, unless you're a lowlife who doesn't really have any political thought, you're a mind-numbed robot and you can't think for yourself. You know, these mentally constipated people, the useful idiots, are now being paid useful idiots. Well, they have no relevance. And that's really, in our society, in our country, that's really what it comes down to. They have no relevance. And they will continue to not have relevance. Anyway, welcome to the show. A lot of things going on, as usual, here on Agenda 21 Radio. And please visit our website, agenda21radio.news. And you can feel free to email me at paul@a21r.com. It's the abbreviations for agenda21radio.com. It shouldn't be too difficult to understand that one. You would think, but, you know, for some reason, I think a lot of people have more dyslexia than I thought, like myself. And they kind of get all those little letters and numbers. When you get letters and numbers in combinations, it kind of flips the script on you a little bit. But A21R.com, that's paul@A21R.com. That's where you can get a hold of me on my email. And I want to thank, again, I can't thank enough the citizen journalists that are practicing good journalism skills on their own as citizens, as you are prescribed and allowed to do by your God-given rights in the First Amendment, freedom of the press. Contributing to this show, it's been wonderful, and I really want to thank you. I've got a lot of people that are contributing, especially to the Oroville Dam situation, keeping that one in the news. And by the way, a little bit of update going on, some technical things with the Oroville Dam. We're going to be bringing you that information. We're also going to be talking about, well, it had to happen. Climate change has entered the picture with the Oroville Dam. Yeah, it's climate change that it was never in the calculations for the original builders of the Oroville Dam, this climate change business. It's really kind of funny because climate change does happen. It happens every single day. It happens moment by moment. Get a grip. I mean, it really truly does. And the climate that's really affected the most, the way that the climate is really affected the most on this planet is because of the sun. Yeah, a lot of people don't realize that. It shoots down everybody's argument when it comes to the so-called climate change of global warmers out there. Because, and we've had this discussion before about, you know, there's these certain cycles of the sun every 7-11 years. There's a sun cycle that goes through where there's heating and cooling of the sun, believe it or not. And when the sun heats and cools, so does the Earth. And listen, a little bit of information to a lot of you, so does the moon. At the same time, the Earth cools and warms. And so does Pluto, so does Mars, so does Neptune, and so does Uranus. Something to think about. That's how global warming really happens, for the most part. Now, is there anthropogenic man-made global warming? Yeah, if you want to get into geoengineering and that sort of thing, there certainly is. It certainly does exist. But at the top of it all, the reality check is that the vast majority, like 99.9% of global warming, comes from the sun or cooling the sun. And a lot of people just don't want to admit to that, especially you global warmists out there, you Al Gores out there. And by the way, Al, can you explain carbon, what it is, or President Obama, since you consider everybody flat earthers out there? I mean, it's just amazing what these people reach to. So now we know that the Oroville Dam situation, according to the Scientific American, is caused by global warming. We just didn't put the calculus in there. That's why the dam failed. Any excuse as to get away from Jerry Brown's disaster at Oroville. But Jerry Brown has more disasters going on. We're going to be talking about that and what happened to that Whittier cop who was killed by a gang member who was let loose by, guess what? You got it, Jerry Brown. Remember all these felons that he was letting out? Guess what? One of them just struck and took down one of our finest in Whittier, California. We're going to be talking about that. It's just not a good Brown day. It really isn't. In fact, I think for Jerry Brown, every day now until he's out of the office, whether he resigns or not, which is really what we are calling for here on Agenda 21 Radio, we think it's really a wholesome thing for California that Jerry Brown resign, and actually for the world, because, you know, some of these infrastructure projects might have been funded properly. Everybody's finding out about Jerry Brown now. and what a thief he is of the public trust. Anyway, just a little side editorial here on Agenda 21 Radio. Also, Chris Street's going to be joining us in the third hour because we want to talk about this infrastructure problem. But, you know, there's a bigger problem with our state budget. And he's got some pretty good information out there. He did some research with Moody's and some of the downgradings and upgradings and how they're going to take a look at PERS and CalSTRS, all the retirement system pension plans here in California. And it's going to be quite an interesting interview. His article is up on Agenda 21 Radio. You can go to our website and see it, agenda21radio.news. And that's going to bear clearly upon what is going on with our infrastructure. And he's going to talk about how Jerry Brown has been stealing from Peter to pay Paul. Actually, Paul and John and Matthew and Luke. Well, I shouldn't use those names. But, you know, Jose. Illegal immigrant programs, social justice programs. That's Jerry Brown. And a lot of money going to his own nonprofit buddies, such as what happened with the Prop 1 money and $250 million that Jerry Brown allocated for dam destruction along the Klamath. I mean, this whole thing is just sort of interconnected to Jerry Brown's extreme leftist views of the world and his desire to destroy anything in California from an infrastructure standpoint so we can rewild the planet. Just, you know, this is just part of the agenda for the 21st century if you're looking at the United Nations. But here on Agenda 21 Radio, we are looking for exceptionalism from the United States of America. That's our agenda. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
Red State Talk Radio is now available as a voice command on your Amazon Echo and Echo Dot by simply saying, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio.
Red State Talk Radio on TuneIn.
Turn to every single American. Now, we've been hearing all these stories about sanctuary cities that...
You can now find us on the Amazon Echo and Echo Dot, on TuneIn, on iHeartRadio, and we also have the phone apps in the App Store for your particular phone. And just in case we activated your Echo Dot, Alexa, stop.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Please visit our website, agenda21radio.news. You can email me, Paul, at a21r.com. Okay, it's global warming. It's global warming. We knew this was going to happen. We knew this was going to happen. And, you know, we predicted this. It was actually Red Smith of the Shasta Lantern who predicted it, because there was a question that was asked by some liberal plant, I'm sure, at the press conference there at Orrville. And by the way, yesterday was the last day they're going to have press conferences on a daily basis in Orrville. Because, you know, the crisis is all over, right? Nowhere have they mentioned at all about the 9 dams stacked up in the Feather River that are absolutely to the top brimming full of water. And once released, we'll fill that dam right up again. We're talking about Orrville. We don't want to talk about that. No. But the failure of one of those dams would be a domino effect through the canyon and would be absolutely an enormous destructive effect upon the dam, Orrville. We don't want to talk about that. We've been holding water up at those levels so that we can bring down the level of Orrville Dam. It's robbing Peter to pay Paul. And, of course, just a little reminder, and Chris Street in the third hour is going to help keep this in the memory chip, is that this is still early in the runoff season. I mean, not just early, it's the beginning of the runoff. Not even beginning, it's pregame. No, most of the time, the dam will fill up by June. But, you know, now it's been full. And so are the alternative reservoirs backed up in the Feather River. They're all full. And there's more rain coming. And we've got more snow. In fact, it's heavy snow conditions up there in that area and all throughout the Sierras right now. It's snowing right now. And it's going to continue. So the dumping of more and more moisture isn't necessarily, and it's all because of global warming. Are you kidding me? Well, we knew this was going to happen because a question was dropped. It was absolutely dropped at last week, maybe the beginning of last week, at the press conference that was being held there in Orrville. And the very last question that came out was by some I'm sure, left-wing newspaper reporter who said, or a reporter, who said, do you think that climate change had anything to do with it? And right away, you could tell that was this Tom Coyle. That was his out, the guy from the Department of Water Resources. That was it. Climate change, of course. Oh, blah, blah. Anything to stop pointing the finger at him or Jerry Brown, right? Anything to stop that. Don't point that finger at me. And we don't like being exposed. Oh, Jerry Brown, are you out lately, Jerry? How's that hiding underneath your desk doing, Jerry? Huh? How is it? Well, of course, Jerry, we don't want to pin the blame on you for the killing of that officer by that gang member that you helped release on Whittier 2 days ago. Well, no, we don't want to do that. But we will have a discussion about it. In fact, everybody in Southern California is having a heated discussion about you, Jerry. So the heat is building up not only in the Northern California area, but also in Southern California. Now, don't you hate it, ladies and gentlemen, when a plan comes together? Maybe we can get rid of Jerry Brown. Maybe we can get him to resign immediately. So here it is. Of all places, my beloved Scientific American blames climate change for Orrville Dam crisis. There you have it. Here it is. A week later. They have absolutely got the excuse that they're looking for. Climate change, of course. This is an article by former Assembly member Tim Donnelly here in California. He was the one who was going to run against Jerry Brown. But no, the Republicans and the Democrats pulled Tim Donnelly in 2014 and said, no, we can't have that. We got to put in our schmuck, Neil Kashkari, who's really an Obamaite, and everybody knew it. He stole the election, the primary election, away from Tim Donnelly. That's a fact. The elections are so rigged out here in California, so much fraud. So Tim Donnelly was running in the primary and did not get to run against Governor Jerry Brown. And he would have been a strong candidate against Governor Jerry Brown with all the fraud that Tim Donnelly would have pointed out. But Neil Kashkari, no, he's one of Jerry Brown's buds. Neil Kashkari sits now on one of the reserve boards, I think out of Minnesota or something like that. Neil Kashkari was the guy who came in and was working as assistant treasury secretary, brought in at the last minute by George Bush, just one month at the end of the term of George Bush's presidency, at the crisis, the big housing crisis that developed. And it was Neil Kashkari who worked alongside with Obama to bring in Sharia law, Sharia-compliant finance. Yeah, there you go. And that was his shtick with the Treasury. And he brought in all these different seminars. All those banks that wanted to have, got any of the TARPA money, if you will, the bailout, they had to go through and understand Sharia finance compliance. That was Neil Kashkari who did that. Hello? Sharia law, anyone? I see how these things are just kind of strangely connected. So Scientific American published an article Monday, this is from Tim's article, claiming that climate change is to blame for the ongoing Orville Dam crisis due to engineering calculations made that did not anticipate global warming. Okay. Now, this is what it says. The article by Jane Braxton Little. The dam was built in the 1960s when temperatures were cooler and more precipitation was stored in a greater snowpack in the mountains of the Feather River watershed, which drains into Lake Orville today. Warming temperatures are bringing more rain as well as melting the Sierra Nevada snowpack earlier in the spring. You know, I really hate to tell Jane, this has been a normal cycle up in the Sierras for thousands of years. Nothing's changed, Jane. Nothing. I hate to tell you. I hate to break it to you. Jane, girlfriend, can you explain to me what happened in 1860 in California, please? Talk about global warming. Man, we had global warming caused by man in 1860. See, Jane just doesn't get it. I'm sorry. I digress. Little notes, this is Jane Little, small-minded, I guess, is what we're inferring here. Jane notes that two California counties surrounding Lake Orville, Butte and Plumas County, challenged the state's environmental review of the dam in 2008, arguing that the state recklessly failed to account properly for climate change and its long-term dams management. The attorneys in the lawsuit predicted a faster flow of water downhill. That's exactly what happened a week ago, leading to the crater. Little concludes, offering no scientific basis for a conclusion. Now, this is her quote. It says the attorneys in the lawsuit predicted a faster flow of water downhill. I would argue that the lawsuit filed by Butte and Plumas has no calculation here, and they were mentally constipated when they put that in there because they did not put in the calculus or think about the flooding that had always gone on traditionally, just exactly like this for thousands of years here in California. That's why we have a huge Central Valley that's like a bowl. It was always filling up with water. That's why they built all these water reservoirs to prevent the flooding that would fill up the entire San Joaquin and Sacramento Valleys with water, like a bowl. Well, take a look at the map of what it looks like in the Central Valley. It looks like a bowl. And it is. If you drive through it, you can figure it out. Standing water in the Central Valley for thousands of years has been the norm. Hello? Hello, Miss Little. Little mind. Now it says, this is her quote. That's exactly what happened a week ago, leading to the crater. Well, you know, I'm sorry, Miss Little. Maybe you didn't quite get the message. You didn't get the memo, Miss Little. This is how stupid these people are. This is supposed to be Scientific American. We knew about this problem. We knew about this problem in 2013 and before that, Miss Little. And so did Jerry Brown. He recklessly spent money for other things rather than repairing the crater that was already there before this storm happened, Miss Little. Bogus Scientific American. Stay with us.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
Red State Talk Radio is now available as a voice command on your Amazon Echo and Echo Dot by simply saying, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio.
Red State Talk Radio on TuneIn.
Turn to every single American. Now, we've been hearing all these stories about sanctuary cities that...
You can now find us on the Amazon Echo and Echo Dot, on TuneIn, on iHeartRadio, and we also have the phone apps in the App Store for your particular phone. And just in case we activated your Echo Dot, Alexa, stop.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
We will face challenges. We will confront hardships. But we will get the job done.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with all presidents and the Agenda 21 show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Please visit our website, agenda21radio.news, and you can email me at paul@a21r.com in the break. In the upcoming break, we'll look over some of our emails and see if we got anything that's pertinent to the conversation. And, of course, what we're talking about right now is the elephant in the room, so to speak. It's not really – that's, you know, if it's an elephant, it's really a small elephant. And that's what we're trying to get at here. We're talking about climate change, the global warmers and climate change people are out there again trying to blame all the things that are happening in Oroville on climate change. And, of course, that's just global warming. That's just not true. And it had to come out. We were talking that last week, Red Smith of Shasta Lantern picked up on one of the people that was talking in the press conference with the Department of Water Resources in Oroville there, and said, raised his hand and said, do you think it's climate change that has anything to do with all this stuff and that maybe they should have calculated for this long ago and they didn't have an opportunity because they didn't know about it in the 1960s when they built the dam? Well, and of course, right away, this Tom Coyle is his name from the Department of Water Resources. He was kind of like, his eyes open, like, wow, there's a guy that I like. Of course, that's not the case at all, ladies and gentlemen. Complete bogus lies to help Jerry Brown out and his ilk to come up with another yet greater excuse to explain why he failed as a governor. He's a failed governor. He's a miserably failed governor. And he needs to resign. I think we need to get Jerry Brown out. And, you know, is Gavin Newsom the man for it? Probably not. Did I say man? Is he the person for to really step up and lead? Probably not. He doesn't know how to lead himself out of a paper bag. He's in one, you know, Gavin Newsom. So, but my point is that global warming is a hoax. And it has been a hoax. It's a fraud that's been foisted upon us for years. Now, I got a scientific background. Hello. I've been saying this since the 1970s when we recognized that environmentalism back then was being tried as a useful tool to destroy what useful scientific knowledge and hard scientific facts were out there. I quit Greenpeace, of all people, when back in the 70s when I was teaching all this stuff. We saw it then as a fraud. It's a fraud today. It's a fraud. It's a lie. And all these universities who have engaged in it have gotten money to perpetuate the fraud and the lie. Now, there's a great book out by Brian Sussman called Eco-Tyranny. And we had Brian on the show years ago when he first had the book out. And this is exactly what we were talking about. He's got it nailed. Eco-Tyranny. Pick it up. Brian Sussman, he's on the radio also. But he talks about this and been to Berkeley, been all over the place to speak about these kind of things. And laid the groundwork. And that some of the sickness that's involved with these people when they... I mean, it's a great book. Pick it up. If you've never ventured out here and you're listening to the show for the first time and you're picking up on the fact that we just don't care for climate change here, hello, Agenda 21. No, we don't. We just don't do that because that's the fraud. That's the excuse they're looking for. So this article comes out predictably. Scientific American comes out with an article about questioning whether or not it was climate change that brought the Oroville disaster to a head. And it's not, of course. Former Assemblyman Tim Donnelly writes this article, and we were picking up on the article. And the article is written by a Jane Little from Scientific American, or Jane Braxton, I'm sorry. Jane Braxton Little, I'm sorry, it's a three-namer. She's a three-namer. Of course she is. I mean, you got to have your, I don't know, I shouldn't say. It says here in the article, which is kind of interesting, at the time of this was one of the things that there was a lawsuit that was filed by Plumas and Butte counties, that they're the ones in which a lot of the snow melt and so on comes into Oroville Dam. It says, at the time of the lawsuit, attorneys for the California Department of Water Resources, which owns the dam. Remember, Oroville is a state-owned dam. It's not a federal dam. The state owns it. We have all the responsibility financially for it. Argued that the county speculation about climate change speculation was too speculative to warrant inclusion in the review, the author noted. Similarly, climate scientists themselves have refused to link recent forest fires in California to climate change, contradicting Governor Jerry Brown himself. I hate it when that happens. Yeah, all these forest fires, you know, in California because of climate change? Oh, no, can't be happening. Says, this brings the entire debate full circle. The Oroville Dam and almost 1,500 other dams are not in jeopardy because of climate change. Rather, they are in jeopardy because of policy decisions made by those in charge. Democrats, for the last decade, actually, I'd say for the last two decades, to ignore critical infrastructure in favor of pandering to groups who could guarantee their reelection for decades. Yeah, that's really what's going on here. In the end, the politicians chose illegal aliens, powerful public sector unions, and the environmental lobby over dams and infrastructure. And I might add, on that article, and the safety of Californians all throughout the state, economically and personally. The governor has his hands dirty on this one. And if people die because of the breaking of this dam, this is me now. He's got blood on his hands. And oh, by the way, did I say he has blood on his hands? How about the blood of a Whittier officer 2 days ago who was killed ruthlessly by an illegal alien gang member in Whittier, California? By the way, gangs are pretty strong in Whittier. I know the area very well. Ambushed. And oh, by the way, I forgot to tell you, he was on parole. And he was let out by Jerry Brown's policies. Now, blood on your hands, Jerry? We're going to talk about that in one of the segments. Not right now. I mean, I'm going to save that one for the second hour. But we're going to be talking about that. So Jerry Brown is a ruthless man. He's a ruthless governor who has chosen to take and steal money that's appropriated for various things like infrastructure and schools and use it for his own benefit and his cronies' benefits. That's what Jerry Brown is. He's a thief. He's a cruel, heartless man. He's a thief. And he's trying to destroy this state. He's always been trying to destroy the states and the state's infrastructure because he thinks we're too overpopulated. He was trying to do that in the 1970s. He was the wild child, if you will, of the environmental movement in the 1970s. That's why he was elected. He was foisted upon Californians, really, literally, for 8 years. And then we get him back in 2010. What a nightmare this has been. And all he's done is fleece the American taxpayer. And fleece the California taxpayers. And now we have another crisis looming, and that's, of course, with the pension plans. And how is that playing out on the infrastructure? Well, rather than using money appropriated, supposedly, for the pension plans, we're going to find out. There's been a great deal of mismanagement of those funds. And guess who's been there? Is Jerry Brown. That'll be in the third hour, which we talked to Chris Street about that. But yeah, we connect the dots to pension plans, to dams, and infrastructure. And so on. That's our job here at Agenda 21 Radio. Now, I'm sure that a lot of people think, oh, I can't believe Paul's saying these things. Well, I am. Absolutely. You bet we are. So Scientific American, they blame climate change on this. Here is the point behind all this. How much garbage do we have to tolerate from these people? How much trash do we have to tolerate coming out of the Scientific American publication, which used to be a very respectable one, but now it's not. It's been corrupted by money, grants, and so on that says, oh, you got to talk about climate change, else you won't have good circulation. Scientific American, you'll lose all credibility because we all know that climate change is real, as you know, as all these Americans have been foisting as well. What about 1860? When we come back, we're going to talk about that flood in 1860, which wasn't responsible, wasn't caused by man-made global warming. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price? Guaranteed. Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
Red State Talk Radio is now available as a voice command on your Amazon Echo and Echo Dot by simply saying, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio.
Red State Talk Radio on TuneIn.
Turn to every single American. Now, we've been hearing all these stories about sanctuary cities that...
You can now find us on the Amazon Echo and Echo Dot, on TuneIn, on iHeartRadio, and we also have the phone apps in the App Store for your particular phone. And just in case we activated your Echo Dot, Alexa, stop.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill retail pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio, and we're talking about global warming. Scientific American article, former Assembly member Tim Donnelly coming out with a great article in today's Breitbart, and we linked up to it here on Agenda 21 Radio. And we're taking off on that because, as we said, we knew that ultimately the global warming people, the fraudsters out there, are going at the Flat Earth Society, as I like to call them. I really do. Can you please explain to me the element carbon? Anyway, those guys and their stupidity of what they do, the frauds that they are, who have been foisting such fraudulent information about global warming on all of us here on the planet, have come up with this theory and notion we knew they would do, that, of course, you know, we've got to have some sort of escape mechanism for Jerry Brown and his incompetence and the fraud that he is. We have to have something. So, Jerry, here's your out, boyfriend. Here's your out. We'll just say it's global warming, and there it is. Then the people just have to believe it, and there it is. Take it or leave it, ladies and gentlemen. Jerry's right. It's global warming. It's not my fault. Well, now we can blow this one up big time. Now, in the article in Scientific American, this her name is Little, the author, is making the case that they did not make proper calculations for Orville Dam because they couldn't anticipate global warming. And in fact, she cites a lawsuit that was filed by Butte County and Plumas counties that says that they miscalculated and they need to recalculate and do some more dam work up there because of global warming. That was a 2008 argument that was badly put forward by the two counties, of course. But, you know, what they were looking for, and the backstory to that, is they were looking for repairs to the dam to be made by the state of California, which wasn't forthcoming by, guess who? The other socialist in charge, Arnold Schwarzenegger, the then governor, Mr. Socialist himself, extreme socialist. You know, Donald Trump has extreme vetting. He should have used extreme vetting on The Apprentice when he chose Arnold Schwarzenegger to say, "You're fired." Somebody needs to fire him. Certainly the people were not real happy with the end result of his governorship. A globalist himself being foisted upon us by, well, the powers that be here in California who choose the governors like we chose Jerry Brown, right? But, you know, let's talk about this calculus, which, in fact, those people who put the dam together, Goodwin Knight, who was the governor at the time, who started the whole project. And then, listen to this, Governor Edmund G. Pat Brown. Now, that name Brown sounds familiar. He was the governor who followed and sort of inherited the Orville Dam situation. Happily, you see, they knew back then when they first started this project in 1961 in Orville, California. It was selected to be the site for the dam. They knew back then that something had happened 100 years before. Hello? And it wasn't caused by global warming. Hello? See, this woman Little from Scientific America, she didn't do her research. And she didn't bring up this thing that happened, the Great Flood of 1862. Now, by the way, there was a Great Flood in 1997 and 6. I was here. I was part of that. I knew what was going down then. That was a great flood. This flood is a great flood. But back before this flood, we had an even greater flood. Where was global warming then that is being talked about by these people? Well, it was non-existent because it's a farce. Flooding in California has been with us for eons, as long as there's been California. And flooding has usually, before the dams, filled up the Great Central Valley in many places. This has been part of the environment of California. But you see, they don't want you to know that. They forget that history. But in 1862, the flood that occurred here was the largest flood in recorded history in Oregon, Nevada, and California, occurring in December 1861. See, 1861, 1862 to January. It was preceded by weeks of continuous rains and snows and the very high elevations that began in Oregon in November of 1861 and continued to January 1862. This was followed by a record amount of rain from January 9th to 12th and contributed to a flood that extended from the Columbia River southward in western Oregon through California to San Diego and extended as far inland as Idaho and Washington Territory, Nevada, Utah. Where's the global warming? Hello. Man, I didn't know there was such man-made global warming then, did you? It was the Industrial Revolution that set up this. I'm telling you, this is what they're going to say. That was 1861 and 62. In 1996 and 1997, by the way, it was December 1996, and January 1997, in which another great flood hit here, and I was there. I was part of that. I can witness to that. And it was a great flood. But there's one difference that happened, and that is those people that she says in her argument in Scientific American that didn't calculate for global warming, well, you know what? They calculated based upon the great flood of 1862. Which was greater than the one right now. Now, what does that tell you? It tells you this, that the reason we have this damn crisis in Oroville right now and all throughout this state is because of exactly what Tim Donnelly says and what we've been saying here on Agenda 21 Radio all along, gross mismanagement and malfeasance by elected leaders such as Jerry Brown, especially Jerry Brown, who has been diverting funds away from repairing this dam, which is a California dam, owned by California, made by California. He has not been putting the necessary funds into upkeep. He'll say, oh, we had $5 billion in infrastructure for levees. What about the dams, Jerry? Now we have flooding all over the place and weakened infrastructure to these dams because you took Prop 1 money and decided, well, you know, we don't need to work on these dams. We'll just blow them up and breach them. Such as the four that you've spent money on right now that you've allocated for the four dams up along the Klamath River. That's the way Jerry Brown takes care of infrastructure. He just blows up the dams and breaches them. Oh, what about the pollution to the river? Oh, that doesn't matter. We don't care about that. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
Red State Talk Radio is now available as a voice command on your Amazon Echo and Echo Dot by simply saying, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio.
Red State Talk Radio on TuneIn.
Turn to every single American. Now, we've been hearing all these stories about sanctuary cities that...
You can now find us on the Amazon Echo and Echo Dot, on TuneIn, on iHeartRadio, and we also have the phone apps in the App Store for your particular phone. And just in case we activated your Echo Dot, Alexa, stop.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is your day. This is your celebration. And this, the United States of America, is your country.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Visit our website, agenda21radio.news, and paul@a21r.com. Well, yeah, there you have it. Scientific American just blown right out of the water, blown off the top of the dam, just right over the spillway. Hello, goodbye. Bogus science coming from Scientific American. You know, this author of this article from Scientific American really does need to do her research, you see. Our founding fathers in California, our forefathers in California, and by the way, this provides all throughout the nation because, you know, founding fathers and forefathers in other states had to make these same kind of calculations in their own ways, their own adjustments. They had environmental issues. Well, they had to deal with them, and they did so here in California. And it was in part because of Jerry Brown's dad, Governor Edmund G. Brown, Pat Brown, as he calls him, because they put up a reservoir system, an infrastructure system they paid for. 20% of the state budget back then was dedicated to infrastructure, building dams and freeways, and preventing floods that were calculated for back in 1861 and 62. No global warming necessary because, you see, the environment is normal in California this way. It's very radical at times. You can go through extreme droughts, and then all of a sudden you can go through extreme weather events like this one, heavy snowmelt. By the way, how did it all end for this particular one in 1862? Heavy, warm rainstorms came in and melted all the snow and caused the flooding. Now, will that happen here? Well, if history has anything to say about it, it probably could. That's why we're so concerned about the dam. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, stay strong, America. Stay strong. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.